Okay. Here's my idea for the Musers. We buy Graceland. And turn it into the Musers Bunker / Sullenberger Museum.
It's for sale?
This is the craziest thing ever. I see this report that Graceland is going to be sold at auction on Thursday because it's being foreclosed on.
Huh.
Because Elvis has fallen behind in the payments.
Did Lisa Marie run it into the ground before she departed?
Kinda. So it's a little, that was a shivering Axl Rose that was caught out in the November rain in like July or whenever Lisa Marie died. How long ago did she die?
Last summer, I think.
Summer. August,
maybe the fall.
Why was he in the sweet November rain then?
I don't know. Maybe she liked that song.
When was Lisa Marie caught in the November rain?
Sweet November rain. So there was a story out that said that Graceland was going to be auctioned off at the Shelby County Courthouse on May 23rd.
Wow, she died last January.
Mm.
A year and a half ago. Wow, really? It's been that long since she died?
Yeah.
January of 2023.
Small bowel obstruction.
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday Gordo was treating her death so lightly and with
jokes. Much respect.
All you did was an Elvis impersonation for 2 hours.
As a tribute, yes.
All you did was talk about how you wish you could have slept with her so that you could have gotten that close to the king.
Jeez.
You've only said that 100 times on this show.
By being near his daughter's ute?
Yes.
That was going to put me next to Elvis? That didn't make any sense.
Well, you don't argue with yourself about it.
No, you argue with myself about it.
I want her superimposed on Nancy Pelosi's face.
What?
Did people just stop going to Graceland because it's kind of spare?
It's not kind of spare, yeah, and I think it's been more popular than ever after the Austin Butler movie. Yeah. Well, it was going to be auctioned off because of this loan that Lisa Marie had taken out before she died. And she'd gotten like a $3.8 million loan, and she'd used Graceland as collateral. And she had signed this deed of trust back in 2018. Well, now the company is claiming that Lisa Marie did not pay them back prior to her death last year. So, they're foreclosing on it. Well, Riley Keough, the actress, who is Elvis's granddaughter, right?
Yeah.
That would be, okay, so Lisa Marie's daughter. She has control over Graceland now. And this blindsided her. So, she filed a lawsuit a few days ago seeking an injunction. And an injunction has been placed on this. And there's an emergency hearing tomorrow, I think. The day before the auction is supposed to happen. So they're trying to figure out what the deal is. Now, she claims in her lawsuit that this is her mom's signatures were faked on these documents, and that the company, which is, forget the name of it here, Nassany Investments, is not even a real company.
Huh.
So who knows what's going on here?
That's weird.
Like, did some scammer just come up with these documents and was able to get it so far as to have the county schedule this auction?
Wow.
You never made it to Graceland, did you?
Nope.
Junior. You hadn't missed much. Just go look at a house from somebody, it's
a really beautiful place, man.
Like Decatur that won the lottery. It's the same thing.
Like 14 acres, man. And my dead body's back there, man, with my mom and my dad and Lisa Marie, man. And it's just like a whole deal.
I've never really had a desire to go.
It's cool. Great. It's awesome.
It's not awesome.
They not only have, it's still furnished with all of Elvis's stuff.
Right, and that's
why like it did.
You walk in and go, man, was he delusional or what?
Okay. You're not being very respectful.
I'm sorry.
Of the king.
I'm sorry.
And then he has all his outfits. You can see some of those famous outfits and jumpsuits. They're all on display.
Does he have the Evel Knievel
right
outfit?
And you'll say the it's same thing. Was that Evel Knievel's or did that belong to Elvis?
No.
Were they friends?
No.
Were they twin brothers?
They weren't frowns. No. We're not twin brothers. His twin brother died in childbirth, George.
Okay.
So
sorry that happened.
You have a whole Elvis's twin brother.
No, you do
comedy
the big,
routine.
You do the Elvis comedy routine, even when his daughter dies.
He had a tragic life. Much hardship. Father was in the penitentiary for a while. Twin brother dies. He was the only child.
He thought
of
it'd
a
be a good
mother.
Idea to be his own interior decorator. That was poor choice.
He originally did that jungle room, you know, where this
carpet on the ceiling
yes.
and all that nonsense.
He did that as a joke originally, and everyone liked it, so they just kept it. He did it to troll his dad, Vernon.
It really looks like a 9-year-old decorated this place.
Okay.
It'd be like it's kind of like the movie Big. You know, it's like. All of a sudden, you're an adult and you have money.
Yep.
Let's
I wish. Why aren't you as disrespectful to the Beatles as you are to Elvis?
I'm not I'm just trying to tell you the truth. I went into that place and I thought it was a comedy shop.
No disrespect.
Yeah, and you almost got kicked off the tour by laughing so loud. Every new room we went in, it would just be this one. Large man that was laughing in the tour group. The tour group going, what's going on with that guy back there?
I don't know. This place is just funny to
me. Yeah, and women wiping tears from their eyes as they're crying going through Elvis's house, and you're giggling the whole time.
Why are you crying? He's doing karate with Nixon. Look at the sweat.
He never did karate with Nixon. Look at the sweat. Anyway, so Graceland might be sold off this week and might not. We'll find out. How much would that place be worth?
Oh, that's a good one. You want me to Zillow it?
17 acres?
If this is a real company and it turns out those were real signatures, Lisa Marie losing Graceland for $3.8 million, that company won the lottery. Because they'll be able to sell that thing for $100 million.
This is...
I don't know. It doesn't
more.
The property doesn't show well.
Well, when I Googled...
You don't think that they'll clear out all the furniture? They'll get some realtor who knows nothing about Elvis.
No, just...
And they just clear it all out and throw it in a dumpster and then stage it with, you know, Pottery Barn stuff.
Something from Rooms to Go.
Listed as a 3-2. When I Googled Graceland, Memphis on Zillow... That's what popped up. Is that it?
No,
that's the way George describes
it. That's worth $148,000, whatever property you just pulled up.
It's the sparest looking property.
It's on Graceland Drive.
Yeah.
It's Graceland Drive. That's Elvis Presley Boulevard is what Graceland is on. He bought it in 1957 for like $100,000. I wonder what that is, inflation adjusted.
Do I remember this right? Is the airplane hangar right next to Graceland?
It's like across the street or something.
I can see the stupid TC.
It's not stupid. It's a beautiful insignia that invokes, that invokes much energy.
A lightning bolt on it like he's some sort of superhero.
He was a superhero.
That's why he
had his own plane where he flew around
so delusional.
To
he thought
fight
he was a
crime
superhero.
And to get sandwiches late at night.
Late night sandwich superhero.
Gosh, so disrespectful.
Bubble, 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 bubble. Sandwich man.
Hey, I just arrived here, ma'am. Is this criminal giving you a hard time?
He's just ordering a sandwich.
And do you have some PB&Js with the crust cut off?
Watch his karate.
Anyway, Lisa Marie passing away at the age of 50 some odd.
Indeed.
Eric Adams is talking about taking the key to New York City away from Diddy. Because he's afraid Diddy's going to break into a bunch of people's homes and assault them.
How about we stop passing those things out?
I don't get them. Like, what is the story with the key? And why do you have to take it back from Diddy if it's all fake anyway?
Right.
What are you talking about?
Does Michael Vick still have the key to Dallas?
I think he does.
Dwayne Carraway
forced into his pocket. Michael Vick.
I know. That's how we met Dwayne Carraway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He was first on our show defending that.
And he said he did regret it. And he told
us. From his jail cell.
Yes.
Dwayne Carraway told us, yeah, I regret it now.
He said,
I made some poor choices. That was one of them.
It's probably in there, Tyler, but Dwayne told us, quote, I'm not going to be handing too many more keys out. I can tell you that.
That's right. Mainly because he had no key of his own to even get out of the jail cell he was locked in. So
wish I had some keys.
Yeah. Yeah. And why haven't those moved to fobs? Why aren't we giving fobs to the city?
Yeah.
Instead of keys to the city. One. All right, birthdays. Ron Isley is 83. The most despicable place, a hive of scum and villainy.
Okay.
Not one of the Isley brothers?
Yes, he is. That's right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I was thinking of. Jonathan Hyde, 76. Actor from the Titanic and the Mummy and Jumanji. Who did he play on Titanic? Did he play the ship?
Mr. Ismay. The man who was always, Titanic is the greatest ship ever built.
The guy who designed it.
Hear more of your fake Mr. Ismay. Hi, Mr. Ismay.
Oh,
come on.
No, come on! Do a playlet!
Oh, it's an unsinkable ship. No, nothing has ever been built as massive as Titanic.
But what if it hits an iceberg, Mr. Ismay?
No, that's an impossibility, sir.
Be Elvis.
All right, now then morph into Elvis.
No, you be Elvis.
Oh, that's you.
Hey, Ismay, man, I want to take the Titanic to go get some marshmallow sandwiches.
Marshmallow sandwiches are only available to first-class passengers.
Okay, I'll go back, man.
He thinks I'm a hillbilly.
He's prejudging me, man.
This has been the greatest.
Because it's 1912, and I'm pre-Elvis.
I'm pre-Elvis? Has anyone ever done that scene before? Elvis and Mr. Ismay talking about marshmallow sandwiches?
That's kind of like the schedule thing for the Cowboys. No one's ever done that before.
Al Franken is 73.
I haven't seen him in a while.
No.
Mr. T is 72 from the A-Team and Rocky III.
Lawrence.
Clubber Lang.
Thibodeau or something, his real name.
What?
Lawrence Thibodeau.
Thibodeau?
I've never heard that.
His real name.
I always thought it was Mr. T. I thought that when he was born, they called him Mr. T.
Lawrence Thoreau. Mm.
There you go. That's a great thing.
That's a great thing about Clubber Lang, you know.
Stan Lynch, the drummer for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, 69. Judge Reinhold is 67. Didn't he run into some trouble at Love Field? Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold got arrested at Love Field?
He did.
He was great in Fast Times.
Yeah, but not at Love Field.
Judge Reinhold, man.
Man, he's like called judge, but he's not a judge. It's like a whole deal or something, man.
You think you could have intelligent conversations with Elvis? Divine Joy Randolph, the actor, is 38.
Great. She just won the Oscar for The Holdovers.
The Holders.
Holders.
Bobby Cox, 83.
Great manager, but had some spousal abuse issues, I believe.
Yeah, there was something.
But yet it says he's Baseball Hoff.
Yeah, he is in the Hall of Fame.
Ricky Williams, 47.
Heisman.
Josh Hamilton, 43.
Ranger great.
He talks like me, man. It's like a whole deal. Like
He's former Rangers off. And Josh Allen is 28.
Wow. Okay.
Bills QB. You up to date? Vision that tragic time. So there's a sample of Elvis's last tune, We Gotta Stop the Mosque at Ground Zero. The one that he went up and hand-delivered a CD to President Nixon.
I just tweeted.
Burned on it.
I just tweeted that picture for those who want to play along at home.
It's a great picture. Uh-huh. It inspires a lot of confidence in America when I see Nixon and Elvis.
It's America at its craziest, maybe. Where the president would take time to meet with Elvis Presley.
In the middle of the night.
Fake badge.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it was a fake badge. It's a real
badge. It just doesn't have any
authority.
But it
had no power with it. Yeah.
Right. And then at the end of the meeting, Elvis is like, man, is the White House kitchen still open? I want some peanut butter sandwiches, man.
Double nano.
You know the sandwiches that have that stuff on it.
Yeah.
All right, the kind that have the stuff on
okay.
it. Really?
Yeah.
I've played it zero times.
It's so much fun to play.
So awesome. Yeah.
Why is it fun to play?
Partly because the tournament is here, and so you've watched the tournament
you're
all
playing
these
the
years.
Same holes that yeah. the pros are
been
playing.
Been so many moments out here, but it's an old course too. It's
beautiful.
It's got old trees. You know, some of these trees are 100, 150 years old. The tower, the fairways, and it's just a great challenge too. 3, 4, and 5, even before the remodel, were three of the toughest holes I've ever played. And I think 5's even more ridiculous now, because now you can, as the Trinity River is down on your right, now you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be kind of a hidden problem for you over there, but now you can see it, and they've made the hazard much more in play on the left side. It's awesome.
Did there used to be like a Hogan's tree or an Eisenhower's tree or something that
right here on 18 and lightning took it out?
Like about when? 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Been a while.
Yeah, 10 or 15 probably.
Okay, and which one was it? Was it Hogan's tree or Eisenhower's tree? Why am I thinking Eisenhower?
That's at Augusta.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. It was named after somebody, but it wasn't Hogan. It was somebody's tree, though.
Which was by
George S. Patton's tree.
We'll use that as a holder.
Not to be confused with this body of water, which is Crampton's Lake.
That's Crampton's Lake? I thought that was Mark Holt's lake.
No, that's by the old ballpark.
Oh.
Was Crampton dumped 2 in there, in the water?
I think so.
To lose the Colonial?
Peter Crampton did that? Greatest live album ever.
Yep. Crampton comes alive.
Did that golfer ever release an album called Crampton Comes Alive?
No, it did.
So it looks like it was 2017 that the tree came down here on 18 after a storm.
And it was a very historic tree. Very,
very
big,
dairy.
Old growth,
had,
very dairy Daraset.
Oh,
Labette.
It was known as Miller's tree because I hit it every time I hit my drive on 18.
Man, I used to hit that thing all the time, too.
So it didn't have the name of the tree? Why did we think the tree was named?
You did.
Craig Miller.
I know, but he kind of thought it was, too.
I always thought it was.
I swear it had like
big tree on 18.
No, it wasn't big tree on 18. Yay, full repeat, Gordo! It was somebody's name, and it was somebody famous. Like McConaughey's tree or something.
Okay. I don't think so.
So what are the chances, since I don't get over here to Fort Worth all that often, that they could work me in today and let me be part
like
of the tournament
zero.
And do, you know.
You can't just work your way in to a PGA event.
It's not like a doctor's office where they have work-in appointments?
They could work you in, since we know the tournament director.
Right.
They could work you in not as a player, but they could work you in, I'm sure, as a volunteer if you wanted to work a hole.
They want
to keep score? No. I don't want to volunteer for anything in my life.
Well, that's the truth.
I want to play.
You could barely get him to work.
And I don't understand why they can't do a work-in. If doctor's offices can do it, I don't even understand the work-in appointment at the doctor's office.
Well, it never works.
They have to.
It always works for me.
Really?
Yeah.
They never work me in. We'll see you next Tuesday.
They always. It's not like standby. To where you may get on, you may not. I swear I always get the work in.
Because you never set appointments.
Right. I always show up in a panic. That's what the receptionist says. Boy, you always just show up in a panic.
I know.
You don't plan ahead.
I know.
It just itches really bad.
And I just
can he see me? Because it really looks infected.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah.
Anyway, so it's good to be out here at Colonial. I look forward to playing today. Have you guys been noticing the moon?
No.
No.
Okay.
Too many clouds.
I will now move on. And
what's going on with the moon?
Destroyed your show.
Is it still up there?
My mic sound weird or hollow or anything?
You're fine.
No.
Okay. All right. Just checking. It's the last full moon of the spring, and it's a flower moon.
the moon is lit up in vibrant orange and red.
Hmm.
Because the sun and the moon are directly opposite of each other in the sky. And it's called a flower moon.
Okay.
Now, the Cree people... Oh, that's Cree? Of Northern Canada. They know it as the... This says F-Frog Moon, but I'm assuming that's a typo and they put a space in frog. It's not F-Frog.
Yeah.
But the Dakota and Lakota people of the Great Plains call it the planting moon, marking the time for spring planting. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful, and the shots I'm looking at it from
all over the world
look very beautiful. So enjoy the
flower. Let me see some of those.
While we have it. Okay, look at this.
Why don't you share?
Look at that.
Oh yeah. Huh. Wow, that's great.
So beautiful.
Cool. Wonderful. So
that's one of the best things we've ever had.
It is.
Okay.
Sun, it's sunshine.
No, EA, it's not sunshine. I guess technically it is in a way.
On the moon, yeah.
So you're somewhat correct there. Also, the Graceland thing was stopped. They stopped the mosque at Ground Zero that was happening at Graceland.
Man, I got sent so much stuff on that. So was it a hoax?
The FBI has opened up an investigation on it. So it's looking like this was, it wasn't a hoax. It looked like it
someone
was a
someone did try
like
to
fraud
them
attempted,
somehow. Yeah.
It's possible attempted fraud.
Okay.
They're investigating it right now. Now, this is based on the fact that, or the allegation that Lisa Marie took out a loan from some place and she used Graceland as collateral, and then she died, didn't pay back the loan, and now those people that, you know, gave her the loan, we're going to foreclose on Graceland. And it was supposed to be sold on the courthouse steps yesterday. Jeez. But a judge issued an injunction because Elvis's granddaughter, Riley Keough, filed a lawsuit saying that this is fraud. This is BS. She's the one who, I guess, owns Graceland now after her mom
she's
died.
She's the one taking care of business?
Yeah, she's TCB right now with a lightning bolt. So now the FBI is investigating. So it appears there's something to what Riley is saying, that this is a fraud and that someone was trying to steal Graceland from her.
Well, that's good. That would have been terrible.
You would have loved it.
No, I wouldn't have.
You have been praying for that thing to be dismantled and
I
put in boxes
for
years.
I don't pray for anything to be dismantled.
You think that you've described Graceland as a holy waste of time.
No, I just thought it was more of a comedy shop, but I don't want it to be torn down.
Okay, it's not a comedy shop. It is the King of Rock and Roll's domain. This is where he sat in there and got all his great ideas for songs he didn't write.
The one thing we didn't talk about the other day, Junior, and this is kind of genius, long before HD TV and having more than one TV in your house, he had three console TVs right next to each other.
Mounted into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he could watch all three networks at once.
Yes. Another example of an innovator.
I think he nailed them into the wall.
No, he didn't nail them into the wall. They were very tastefully put in there.
Me, I always heard back in the day, that day, that they had that set up at the White House, too, so the president could watch all three newscasts.
Got the idea from Elvis.
Maybe.
When Elvis was meeting with Nixon.
Just nail it to the wall over there, man.
You just get some hammer nails and then nail a console TV up there.
2x4 underneath
and
it.
Everything. Let me ask you something, President Nixon. Do you like my cape?
Oh, I do.
You don't think that looked like the picture of someone who had kind of gone off his rocker a little bit? Elvis posing next to Nixon holding up a badge while wearing a flowing blue cape?
And that's when I started laughing. When I saw that, how could
it
you not laugh
fashion.
When you see that?
It was fashion.
A guy in a cape, so delusional.
He wasn't
sweating
delusional.
From his upper lip. And
well, lots of people sweat
on
from
his
their
face up
upper lip.
Spare metal that
Nixon
gave
sweated
him.
From his upper lip. A
they
lot.
Both did,
but Nixon didn't wear a cape. You know why? Because not all heroes wear capes.
Batman did.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway. They at least stopped the mosque at Graceland.
Graceland Zero.
Graceland Zero. I don't know if... Okay, in case you're tuning in, I need to explain. I'm not making some negative comment about Islam. It's a reference to an old song on the YouTube when they were talking about building a mosque like three blocks away from Ground Zero, and some guy was so pissed at this he made a really horrible song that sound way too happy and triumphant, especially during the lines when he's singing, "Thousands of Americans died in the attack." It's way too major of a key
of all
to sing those
we
lyrics.
Made fun of, that is the worst.
See if you can find that, Tyler. I'm sure you're already frantically
no
searching
way
for
there's
it.
That still in.
Oh, yeah. We've got to stop the
always,
mosque at Ground
Zero. I
thought
Zero. You always played it.
No, well, I mean, I did, but it's on YouTube. I would just play it from YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Here's the only picture of Elvis and Nixon. That just looks like a big coat. I don't think he's wearing a cape.
Okay, well, maybe I was remembering it wrong. No, he's wearing it. That's a cape, isn't it, back
Is
there?
It?
Is it not?
I don't think so, because there are a couple of other angles. Like,
okay, well.
That is kind of crazy looking, though, isn't
like
it?
There, see, it's just a big coat.
Oh, okay. Hey, President Nixon, I just want to come up here to... And, you know, he flew there in the middle of the night to get, like, a badge from Nixon. Because he got obsessed with law enforcement, and he wanted to be a part of all law enforcement teams. And because he was Elvis, these organizations would, okay, we'll give you an honorary badge.
Yeah,
and,
look, they made him a special agent.
Yeah, see there?
U.S.
Special Agent Elvis Presley. And, yeah, so it's a little crazy looking.
Yeah, it is.
How zoned out Elvis is.
I know. He was pretty loaded up when he went up there and met with Nixon to discuss. And he went up there because he had, like, great ideas for Nixon to... I think he was wanting to stop. The thing is, he wanted to stop all these hippies taking illegal drugs was what he, ironically, was talking to Nixon about.
Hippies, man.
And he just won. Hippies, man. Apparently, he just won some title bout.
No,
look
that's
at
his
that
actual
belt
buckle. Yeah, belt he just buckle. Had an oversized belt buckle. Yeah. But, yeah, went up to meet with Nixon in the Oval Office.
Hey, President, we got to stop the mosque at Ground Zero, man.
We've got freedom of religion. I understand, but Ground Zero is one location where a mosque shouldn't stand.
Sad day.
Oh, yeah. I designate Burlington the War Memorial.
Can't let them build it. No. There's a painful memory in our minds. Our hearts keep breaking when we envision that tragic time.
So there's a sample of Elvis's last tune, We Gotta Stop the Mosque at Ground Zero. The one that he went up and hand delivered a CD to President Nixon.
I just tweeted
burned on it.
I just tweeted that picture for those who want to play along at home.
It's a great picture. Uh-huh. It inspires a lot of confidence in America when I see Nixon and Elvis.
It's America at its craziest, maybe. When the president would take time to meet with Elvis Presley
in the middle of the night.
A fake badge.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it's a fake badge. It's a real badge. It just doesn't have any
authority.
But it
had no power with it. Yeah.
Right. And then at the end of the meeting, Elvis is like, man, is the White House kitchen still open? I want some peanut butter sandwiches, man.
Double nano.
You know the sandwiches that have that stuff on it.
Yeah.
I want the kind that have the stuff on
okay.
it.